When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get for all Apple products as well as on the Google Play Store and on iTunes. Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, name of the show, is the name of the podcast. So however you're listening in, thank you so much for tuning in. Very happy to have him on the show. He's been on plenty of times. He was on going into this decision, and now on the day of his commitment, which was a little bit of an exciting roller coaster, strange type of day. Very happy to have him on the show to talk about it. Robert Washington, who was from South Lake Christian Academy, but will be going to East Gaston in Mount Holly, North Carolina to finish up his high school time for his senior season. And I'm very happy to have him back on the show. Robert, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well, Robert. And first and foremost, let's go through the story, because you and I talked to you a few minutes after your verbal commitment. We talked on the phone, and you had made the statement that you wanted to kind of clarify why people thought you were going to Florida, and then you said you were going to Syracuse. So you and I had talked about it, but I'm going to have you go through it and kind of what happened from deciding to go to Florida and then changing to Syracuse.
Well, I decided to go to Florida on Thursday, and I did the Bleacher Report on Thursday. I decided, and I was out there going to Florida. But on the way down here, driving back down, I was just thinking and just praying and thinking, actually changed my mind, changed the heart today to Syracuse.
What was it about your thought process and your prayer that changed your mind to Syracuse, saying that you did the Bleacher thing on Thursday, and then you decided, as we sit here on Saturday, that Syracuse is the right place for you? What was it in your prayer and your thought process that changed you to Syracuse?
I was really trying to make a name for myself. You know, I can make a legend up there. I can do many things to change the program. That's really what the thought process was. Just where can I make my biggest impact as just more than just a player, as a man, and everything to go along with it.
When you did the Bleacher Report for them and they said, okay, you know, we'll hold on to this and we'll release this on Saturday, did you call them at all? Did you notify anybody that you had changed your mind once you knew it was going to be Syracuse?
Actually, they put it out before I actually changed my mind, so I had to call them after I did it. I let them know. I said, I'm sorry for the thing and what actually happened. I changed my mind. He said, oh, no, it's fine. Recruits do it all the time. So that's what really happened.
There was obviously a lot of things that went on. There were some reports that came out before your decision that you were going to Syracuse, your dad, Robert Washington Sr., that, you know, he said that he might have said some things like, don't worry, Syracuse fans, and then he asked somebody to take it down, and there was kind of all that craziness going on. How did you kind of handle all of that? Because obviously, I believe that a player should be able to make their verbal commitment, and it should be your day. It shouldn't be anything that anybody in the media takes away from you. So how did you kind of handle the roller coaster of the reports that went out, kind of roller coaster that was going on before you made your decision?
I just blocked it out because there was a lot of things done by my father. So I just blocked everything out and just really focused on, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's a decision for me that can affect my life in the future. So I just had to block everything out and just make sure I focus, pray about it, think about it, just to make sure I have the right decision for me. Because, you know, a lot of people can fool us a lot of things, but at the end of the day, you're going to be the one on campus.
What is your relationship like? You know, did you talk to your dad after all this? I mean, are you guys good at this point?
Oh, yeah, we're good. We talked about it, and it was fine.
So with all of this coming up, obviously, as I had said before, you know, I think it's important for the player to be able to make their decision known and nobody to ruin that for them. That's why, you know, people even asking me about you, you know, I said, you know, I'm going to let Robert make his choice. And even if I did know or had an inkling, I felt like it was right for you to do it. How did you kind of handle in general being in this process where you targeted Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern, and everybody was trying to figure it out and there were reports coming out? How did you kind of navigate through all of this, even when people were saying the right place that you were going to?
It's just I handled it like You just got to think about yourself. This is one thing you have to be selfish on. Just where is the best place for me? So I wasn't on Twitter. I wasn't talking to no coaches. I wasn't talking to reporters. I wasn't answering nobody. Because I just had to focus to make sure I made the right decision. So this affects your life. This affects your family life and the future and everything. So I just had to cut everything out for a couple of hours. I didn't talk to no reporters. I didn't look at Twitter. Because, you know, that can influence you. I didn't want anything to influence you. I just want to make the best decision for me.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary, or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisigApparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisigApparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
Hey, Central New York. This is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looked so good.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
What makes you think that Syracuse is a place, like you said, where you could build like a legacy for yourself, you could really make a name for yourself? What is it about Syracuse that fit that better than any of the other schools you had in your top six?
Syracuse needs a running back. That's just the best thing about it. They need a running back that they have to fill their shoes and fill that role that that's really in need of.
The number 44 has come up a lot. Is that a deal breaker for you? I mean, are you expecting to have it the day you walk in? Kind of, how are you looking at the number 44 right now?
If I get it the day I walk in, that's amazing. That's a blessing. But if I don't, I'm still going to do what I do.
Do you feel like it's a number that you should earn? I mean, obviously, if they gave it to you, like you said, the moment you walked in, you would love it. But do you feel like it's better to earn 44 than to just get it right off the bat? I mean, how do you kind of look at that?
I look at it where if the coaches, the AD, decide I earned it already before I came in, then they can give it to me. It just, I base it on it. It's the coaches, what they feel. They feel like I deserve it now, then I will never turn it down because it's an amazing number. They feel like, okay, you need a year in here and you need to work for it, and I would do that as well. So I just believe that it's the coaches' decision and what time they need to give it to me.
How do you view Syracuse at this point from your relationship with the coaches and knowing the program? Do you feel like you're coming in and you're playing right away? I mean, what's kind of been delivered to you from the coaches as far as what it's going to look like when you come to Syracuse in 2016?
They just said that I have a chance to start, that I just need to work for it. That's it. So if I just do what I normally do, you know, what they've got me here so far, so I'm definitely going to be able to start at Syracuse.
We talked about being humble throughout this process before, Robert. 40-plus offers you had. How did you stay humble throughout everything? How did you look at this process and hear everybody and all the positives people are saying and backing you and expecting a lot out of you? How did you remain humble through everything, and how do you remain humble from here on out?
I just remain humble because I know my work is not done. I'm not great yet. I may be a high school player, but I'm not great. You know, my mom helps me with that. My parents help me with that. So I think that's prayer that I'm going to stay humble. The Bible says it. So I just stay humble because I know I'm a good high school player, but I'm still not a great running back yet. So I got to work to that standpoint.
You said you prayed about the decision after you did the recording of the video with Bleacher Report. You said you prayed about it when you were driving home. What in your prayer, what was it that kind of clicked to you? I mean, do you feel like you heard God talking to you? Did you just kind of think about something in your mind while you're doing it? What was it while you were in prayer that you felt like you were getting directed towards Syracuse?
It was a prayer. I said, God, lead me to the right school. Just give me clarity and guidance to the right school. And when I was up with the microphone to my mouth, the first school popped in my mind, and I didn't even say anything. It just came out with therapy. So yeah, I thank God that was the right place that God led me to.
So you were going to Florida. You got up this morning. You went and you sat down to do your event. You're in front of the mic. And did you know before it came out of your mouth, Syracuse, did you know once you sat down, I might be changing to Syracuse? Or was it literally when you were about to say it, that it just changed?
I knew a little time before. I knew a couple of days before I came. Right now, I'm totally floored, but I think I'm going to Syracuse. And I think that's a good offer for me. So it was like a couple of moments before.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DREISSIG lady.com for all the women out there. Feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DREISSIG lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
How did people respond sitting there, sitting around? I mean, did your whole family know that you were flipping to Syracuse, or did you even surprise them?
I surprised them. Nobody really knew.
So it was only you and God that knew at that point.
It was only you and God.
After you chose Syracuse, did you call the Syracuse coaching staff after you said it at your event, or did you call them before? How did you kind of handle that?
I called him after, just like he really did, because the Syracuse coach was wondering if I was going. So I called him after. I said, okay, maybe this is coming.
So who was the first coach at Syracuse you talked to?
DeAndre Smith, the running back coach.
And what was DeAndre's reaction when you told him you were coming to Syracuse?
He said, you made me a happy man. You make my job easier.
What else did he have to tell you on that conversation?
He said, we're going to talk later this week, more in depth. But he said, call Coach Schaefer. I talked to Coach Schaefer. Coach Schaefer was like, I heard you made the big news. You made the big choice. I talked to Eric White. Coach White was freaking out. He was like, oh, my God, you made it official. Let's do this. Let's recruit this class.
So how do you feel about it now? I mean, are you somebody that's going to go out there and heavily try to recruit other people for 2016 to come with you to Syracuse?
I am. I'm definitely going to recruit hard for the 16 or 17 class. I know a player from my high school I go to now, East Gaston, TJ Sanders. I'm going to recruit him real hard because he's a really good player. He's an upcoming D1 athlete. I'm definitely recruiting hard, trying to get into Syracuse as well. So I'm going to recruit my class, and Jeremy's class. It's not just one class you build. You got to build a class after you because you got to have that support system next.
Talk with me about Sanders. What do you like about him and the position he plays?
Sanders, he's a good player. He's real tough. He's a really good. He's a high grade. I call him a high grade. He plays linebacker and nickel back. You know, he can cut. He's fast enough to cover a slot receiver. He's big enough to cover a running back or a tight end if you need to.
And then another friend of yours and your cousin, Apri, Dwayne Haskins, have you talked to Dwayne since you decided to go to Syracuse? Is he somebody you're going to try and go after?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to talk to Dwayne Hart. I haven't talked to Dwayne yet, but I'm talking to Apri as well, trying to get him.
Apri, and obviously you've both been to Syracuse. You visited together. Apri and I have talked about, you know, his recruitment. You and I have talked for a while. Where's Apri? Is he kind of on this, I want to go with Robert, where Robert goes? I mean, how is your cousin kind of looking at it now?
He's looking at where he's going to go where he wants to go. If he likes Syracuse, he wants to come, he can come. If he doesn't, you know, you can't hold him against him. It's really his recruitment. He does what's best for him.
How do you feel about him right now as far as him and Syracuse? Do you feel like you can help him lean in that direction? I know you said you want him to go where he wants to go, but do you feel like he's someone you could see at Syracuse?
Yeah, I can see him at Syracuse, but, you know, I don't pressure Apri. I don't tell him, okay, you should go to this school, you should go to this school, because, you know, I don't want to overwhelm him because he still is young. He's a 17 kid. He's young. He has to make his decision. So when it gets close to his decision, I'll talk to him about that. But right now, I'm just letting him be clear.
Saying no to Florida, how difficult was that?
It was difficult, but, you know, I definitely had to go with God's name here. I think he believed in Syracuse, so I'm not going to say no to God. That's right. It was hard, but, you know, you got to make hard decisions in life. This was not a...
Did you talk to the coaching staff at Florida?
No, I didn't talk to them. I didn't let them know I was committed because I was going to call no coaching until Saturday. I'm at 11 a.m. to let them know that I'm committed to the school. So Florida didn't know them because, I was still in the bond myself. So that's why I didn't let any coaching know until now.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York. But unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary, or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding. Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisigApparel apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisigApparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com.
That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
To go down the line, obviously we talked about Florida here, but Michigan, what didn't get Michigan there? But what do you have to say about Michigan at the end of this? Because obviously they were in your top six.
I mean, think about it. Everybody in my top six, they had a fair chance to get me. It's not like one school didn't recruit me as hard as the other one. It's just, you know, at the end of the day, I got to make a decision for me, and I just thought Syracuse was the best. Michigan is a great program. I think that for recruiting, Coach Harbaugh is a top-notch guy, Coach Beasley is a top-notch guy.
TCU, North Carolina, Alabama, the other ones in the mix. Was it hard to say goodbye to them as well? I mean, was that, sound like you said everybody had a chance in your top six, but how did you view TCU and Alabama and North Carolina, obviously, home state school?
It was definitely hard, trust me. It was hard to say no to any school. Even making my top six was hard, but it was definitely hard to say no to Alabama, all those schools, because every school offers something good. Every school offers something great. And all I thank them to recruit me is a blessing. And I got to talk to Nick Saban. I got to see Urban Meyer. I got to see Nick Saban. I got to see all these legendary coaches, all these legendary backs like Ezekiel Elliott, all these guys. So, but you know, at the end of the day, as a recruit, you can't just go to a school because you saw this, you saw that. You have to do it. You just have to do it for you. And that's why I advise recruits to do it off a school name. You can't do that because, trust me, might get yourself in a bad situation, but it definitely, you know, all the schools had great situations for me. It just, I had to make the best of me.
Everybody was prognosticating who were those final two, who was it against and whatnot. Did you know getting close? I mean, obviously, like, you went from Florida and flipped to Syracuse, but did you know as it was getting closer and closer that there were maybe two teams or three teams as opposed to six? I mean, did you kind of break it down even tighter before you made your decision?
Of course, I broke it down to three, four schools in my head.
Is it safe to say the three were Syracuse, Florida, Michigan? Was that kind of where it was?
It was Syracuse, Florida, USC, and /Bama.
Okay. So Michigan, TCU were out of it, and you were narrowing it down from there.
Yes, sir.
So now that it's all done, Robert, now that you look forward, I got to ask you this. Floyd Little wore the number 44. He said that your word is your bond. Your word is the most valuable thing you have in the world. If you don't have your word, you have nothing. So that's how he looks at it. And then there's the other side of it where people verbally commit and decommit all the time. Now that you've verbally committed to Syracuse, how much weight is on your verbal commitment? Is your word your bond? Is it as good as signing a paper? Or is there still a chance that you could change your mind?
My word is my bond. I wouldn't have made the decision this early if I didn't think I had the right school for me. That's just how I feel about it. I know a lot of kids, they teach me, they do this. Now, if something tragic happened at Syracuse, like the staff leave or something like that, you know, I might have to change my mind at that point. But long as the staff is there, I'm going to be committed to Syracuse.
Does it feel good to finally be done? I mean, you have another year of high school football to play, but over 40 offers. I mean, they were only going to get more from there. It was only going to go deeper from there. does it feel good for you to kind of put an end to this thing? Because some people like being recruited. They like the attention. They like all the hype. Are you happy that it's over?
I mean, yeah, I'm happy it's over. Trust me, a lot of people say they want 40 yards. It's a very stressful situation. Coaches are called. I mean, coaches DM you every week. Call me, trying to convince you to go to this school. And, you know, you're confused because you're only a teenager. You're confused in your mind. I don't know where to go. So you spend nights upon nights just thinking about what's the best school for me. So it's definitely hard. The recruit process is definitely hard. It's fun at the same time. You know, you get all this attention from coaches. You get all this attention. You get all these interviews. You know, you're like a little celebrity. And it's definitely fun. It's a blessing and it's a hassle at the same time. I'm definitely happy it's over, but I know it's not over because college is still going to recruit me hard even though I'm committed. Until I sign my paper and let it sit, I'm still going to be getting recruited hard.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looks so good.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, 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 with the Bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in DreissigLady Lady apparel. DreissigLady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMS Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
How are you going to respond to people still coming after you hard now that you said your word is your bond?
I'm going to say I made the best choice for my family and me, and that was it. I'm going to say sorry, but thank you for recruiting me. It was a blessing being talking to you. I made my choice, and this is the choice I made.
You said so many people were recruiting you hard, calling you, DMing you, trying to get in touch with you. How did Syracuse recruit you? What can you say about the way that they handled themselves and the way that they recruited you?
It was fun getting recruited by Syracuse. I didn't bring out all the different diagrams. It was definitely fun. But they recruited me real hard. Coach Schaefer, he did a great job. Coach Smith did a great job. Coach White did a great job. So I commit to them like that.
I guess it's only fair to say that now that you have verbally committed to Syracuse and you say your word's your bond and you'll be playing in orange and blue for Syracuse coming up soon, what do you want to say to Syracuse fans? What should they know about you and the future of Syracuse football?
They know I'm going to do my best to change what I can in Syracuse football. Like I always say, one player can make everything. Yeah, I can't just change everything, but I can definitely make the efforts of my teammates trying to raise them to the spot, to the highest point they can play. I'm definitely going to get a hard working back, and I'm going to do everything I can to win for the W on a Saturday.
Are you willing to put weight on your shoulders, even though you'll be coming in as a true freshman? Obviously, like anybody does, are you willing to put the weight on your shoulders and be a leader for this team? Do you feel like that's what you have to do at a school like Syracuse?
Yeah, that's what I have to do because I'm a top 10 back. I do a lot of things. I do it in my high school. You know, at one point when you're a great player or you're a good player, you have to sometimes take the weight on your shoulders and take initiative and really put the weight on your back and just try to take over. So, I mean, but I'm definitely going to work hard. I'm working with my teammates, and that's what I'm going to do.
And finally for you, Robert, Syracuse is not only in a tough conference in the ACC, they're in the same division as Florida State, Clemson, Louisville, teams that are obviously strong every year. With you on the team, what can you say about the future of Syracuse? Do you believe that while you're there, you'll beat the FSUs and the Clemsons and the Louisvilles? How much do you really believe in the future of Syracuse football with you as a part of it?
I believe very strongly in Syracuse football. I think we can make a change. I'm not promising anything the first year that we can beat FSU or Clemson in my powerhouse. I'm definitely projecting for the future that we will change the face of Syracuse football.
Well, Robert, I appreciate it as always. I know that you said that the number 44 has always meant a lot to you, and I believe Ernie Davis as well. So does that have a special meaning to you now to know Ernie Davis's story, know the number 44, and potentially be a part of that? I mean, is this something that's like a dream come true for you from being a kid to where you are right now?
It's a dream come true. I used to go out watching the Express all the time, and when Syracuse actually started recruiting me and they offered me, it was definitely surreal to me.
Well, Robert, I appreciate it, and obviously congratulations. Been with you through this process for over a year. I think you had 10 or 15 offers when we first talked, and then that quickly ballooned, but I appreciate you always taking my call and being on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, and I'll have you on the show again soon, but for now, go enjoy some more time with your family, and thank you as always.
Yes, sir. Thank you for doing the interview.